Hi everyone, today's episode is a little different because by the time this episode comes out, I will be in lovely Italy for the summer. Well, not for the summer, but for my summer vacation with my family. And I felt like you guys would like a little chit-chat episode this week, especially because I have been seeing you all living your best life, going away, heading to the beach, and just enjoying your summers. So for today's episode, I thought it would be fun to have a short chat about my summer travel must-haves. I'm going to cover what I'm going to be bringing on the plane in my carry-on. I'm actually not checking a luggage for the first time in my life, so I will also be talking about how I am packing and what I like to bring so I have enough outfits to last the trip without overpacking. And then finally, I'm going to just talk to you guys about some thoughts I've been having and something I need help with from you. So first things first, imagine we are packing our little purse, backpack, whatever you like to use to bring on the plane. What I like to include in my plane bag is a mini hairbrush to start off, because after the flight, your hair probably does not look good if you are like me. And I also love having a makeup wipe of some sort and a mini moisturizer because the plane air is so dry, and when I'm about to land, I like to do a mini face refresh before getting off the plane, or I get off the plane and head to the airport bathroom and do that in there. Obviously, we are bringing some tech on the plane ride. Headphones are a must, and also downloading episodes on Spotify or Netflix, because I always forget that you don't have internet on the plane. So you won't be able to access that stuff unless you download it before you leave. I also like packing my camera and laptop, if I'm bringing those, in my airplane bag just so they aren't in my suitcase in case it gets lost in transit. And the game changer is bringing a change of clothes, if it makes sense for how your trip starts. So that, again, you can get off the plane and be ready for the day without having to go anywhere. I, for some reason, always end up on flights that get me to the destination in the morning. So having the option to change and be ready to go have lunch directly from the airport definitely works for me. Because another thing that is sometimes rough is not being able to check into your hotel or stay until the afternoon. So you want to make sure you have the basics with you on the plane to get ready. Speaking of the basics, I tend to overpack. What I'm doing this time around is only bringing a carry-on, and I'm focusing my outfits on a lot of dresses because one, it's just one piece and that makes the full outfit, and two, dresses are pretty light. And then I'm also bringing a lot of neutral items like white and black tank tops, which I can rewear a couple of times with different skirts and shorts that I'm also bringing. Also, pro tip, do not bring heels to Europe. I can only speak for a few countries that I've been to, but a lot of the times their roads and sidewalks are not concrete or pavement like it is here in Toronto. So it's giving a break your ankle. It's just not practical at all to have heels. So I would stick with a runner or a sandal or some sort of flat shoe. Essentially, to not overpack, you want to bring the basics and stick to neutrals or a color palette that can be matched in different ways. So I brought a lot of black, cream, and some pink because it's my favorite color. So I know if it came down to it, I can match any of those colors together to make a new outfit. And then another pro tip for the girlies, bring literally a single purse that you think will match all your outfits. You only need one, even though it may be really tempting to bring a few from your collection. Now, for the end of this episode, I really just wanted to talk to you guys about something I have been seeing all over TikTok, and I think I may have fallen victim to the TikTok trend of this, but I want to have a conversation with you guys right now about this topic that I'm going to explain. So you can all tell me on Instagram or in the question and answer box if you are listening on Spotify. So the TikTok videos that I'm randomly being fed now are about the Kindle. If you don't know what that is, it's basically an ebook reader. I used to love reading. Me and my sister used to read all the time and finish book series. But for some reason, I feel like since university, that kind of has just fallen off. But I do love a good book, and I am wondering if a Kindle is worth it. If you have one, let me know, because I would love to know the tea on it and if I actually need a Kindle or not. I might have even bought one by now by the time this episode airs, so who knows? But I am leaving for my trip in a few days, so I feel like I won't actually have time to get one before this comes out. Let me know your reviews on the Kindle. I am also being sold to get one by all the cute decorating videos I see on TikTok, and seeing all these people putting cute stickers and stuff on them just makes me want one even more. And since we're on this conversation of books, I think bringing a good read on vacation is great, especially because I rarely ever get cell coverage when I go away. So I won't have internet if I'm out of the hotel or my stay. And a book requires no internet and is a good way to pass time on a beach or a bus. So also let me know what books you guys are reading right now, because like I said, I have fallen off the book train the last couple of years, but I'm really open to any genre. So hit me with some good recommendations on our Instagram at everythingworksoutpod. Everyone, ciao. The next time we chat, I will be away, but maybe I will record a podcast episode from Italy. We shall see what happens. Enjoy your week, and I'll talk to you all later. Bye.